Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast, What Has Been Happening. Today is part two of last week's podcast. If you have listened to that one, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't listened, it's totally okay. You don't need to go and listen to that one before this one. But if you do want the full picture of what I'm talking about here, go back and listen to the other one as well. But if you're already on this one, you do not need to re-listen or watch back. But yeah, I hope you guys had a wonderful week. For me, it's been... I don't even know how to sum up this week. It is Thursday, so we're almost there. I'm looking forward to the weekend, not gonna lie. I don't really know... I don't really know why. I just, like, really... Actually, I do know why. Last weekend, I was working all of Saturday. And then Sunday, you know, it's the usual... cleaning everything, getting everything sorted for the next week. So maybe I just feel like I've not had much of a weekend last weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping that we're going to get out for some Minrose on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday, I think we're doing something with Jacob's dad. So should be a nice weekend. But anyway, let's get into the topic for this week. So we're looking at fasted exercise for weight loss. Is there any truth to it? And I'm sure all of you have heard of that idea. So basically doing exercise in the morning without having your breakfast first. And that's kind of what people refer to when they're thinking about fasted exercise. But it could also refer to things like intermittent fasting, where people don't eat until maybe 12 o'clock, noon the next day. So they might stop at 8 o'clock at night and then go all the way to 12 o'clock the next day. So that's intermittent fasting. That's a really common window that people use, and that can refer to that as well. So it's any type of exercise done without or with a long period of fasting. So that could be overnight, or it could be in general just a long period of not eating anything. And I even think that refers to things like coffee with milk, tea with milk, that type of thing. But if you had like black coffee or like herbal teas, it wouldn't apply. But yeah, that being said, this is really looking at that, because in the media, there's a lot of different things saying that fasted exercise might actually help with weight loss. And this is based on the ideology that when you haven't had any food, when you exercise, the exercise is using up fuel, and because you haven't had any food, it will be drawing from fat stores for energy. But first of all, I think I talked about this a little bit last week, but we essentially have our main, fuel source is glucose and glycogen, which is a stored format of glucose. And of course, the primary source of glucose is sugars or carbohydrates. So all carbohydrates are essentially just sugars that are more complex or less complex, and they are quite easily digested into glucose molecules that we then use for a very efficient source of energy. So your brain operates on glucose, everything operates on glucose, but it can also operate on fat as well, and it can also operate on ketones, stuff like that. But glucose is the primary source of fuel for us and for our brains. And our liver and our muscles store glucose in a form of glycogen that then can be taken from those stores when we don't have as much food or when we're doing exercise. But that being said, when you are fasted overnight and maybe you haven't eaten much the day before, your glucose stores might be lower. They also might not be as available, or they might run out really quickly during an exercise bout in the morning because you haven't refueled after that fast overnight with carbohydrates. So that's the ideology, that your body will then transfer fat into glucose, which is something that happens all the time, but it's not the primary source. So things like long distance training will probably use fat for fuel, but we try to avoid using fat for fuel in a performance way, because you'll probably notice when you start using fat for fuel instead of glucose, because your performance will go down quite dramatically. It takes longer to get glucose from fat, so therefore your body has to go longer without having a fuel source, so your performance or your abilities start to decrease. So we don't really want to be doing it, and it probably is a little bit more of a difficult way of exercising, a less enjoyable way of exercising, but I'm going to talk to you about the studies that we have and the research that we have on fasted exercise and whether or not it may actually draw on fat stores and utilise fat for fuel, therefore helping you to lose weight quicker. Is there any merit to that? But of course, last week we talked about muscle building and I touched quite a lot on fasting and its impact on muscle building. And I'll summarise that a little bit at the end, but if you already watched that episode, you'll know what I'm talking about. But this specifically looking at fasting for weight loss. So the first study I want to share with you was done over 4 weeks of volume equated fasted versus fed aerobic exercise. So that's just cardio. It was maybe running, swimming, that type of thing. And this was done in young women, 20 young women. So not the biggest sample size, but the study tended to be quite well done. So all the women were in a low calorie diet and they all did 1 hour sessions, 3 days a week of steady state cardio. So that's maybe just an hour, very steady, maybe running, maybe swimming. It's not really vigorous, not high intensity, just keeping a steady state. They also had nutritional counselling to make sure they adhered to the diet, and they had either a meal replacement shake immediately after their exercise or before their exercise, depending on whether or not they're a fasted or a non-fasted group. So the results of this actually found that both groups lost a significant amount of weight and fat mass, and there was absolutely no significance between fasted and non-fasted groups. So it seemed that within this study, a low-calorie diet, as long as you have a low-calorie diet, as long as you're doing exercise, it made absolutely no difference at all whether that exercise was fasted or not fasted. So that was interesting. I was expecting a little bit of difference in the studies that I did look at, but this is quite interesting. So another study also looked at this very concept, all looking at aerobic exercise. So that's kind of looking at minimal changes, or they found minimal changes in body mass and body composition following aerobic exercise in a fasted or a fed state. And this was also a systematic review, so it included 5 studies that looked at this concept separately, and overall that was 96 participants. So they found really that there was not really any difference between fasted and non-fasted when it came to overall weight loss, specifically fat mass. So that's again showing a very similar thing. Another study as well that I have for you looks at fasted and non-fasted aerobic exercise, but specifically in overweight and obese men. And they actually found that it improved body shape in both groups. So no matter what, if you're a fasted exercise or if you're in the non-fasted exercise group, you were going to see benefits from doing that exercise in this population. However, the fasted group actually reduced fasting insulin levels as well as cell sensitivity to insulin, which is interesting, and this wasn't found in the non-fasted. I can't really hypothesize why this might be, but I would say that because this was done in overweight and obese subjects, it might be that, well, participants, it might be that this is just due to an increase in exercise in those who are already insulin resistant. And insulin resistance, which is what they're talking about here, is massively linked to overweight and obesity, as well as exercise is able to transport glucose from the bloodstream to the muscles in diabetics or in people with insulin resistance. So I'm arguing this is what's going on in this study. It might be an important thing to kind of think about here when it's seeing fasted is reduced fasting insulin levels and cell sensitivity to insulin. So I'm thinking that might be what's going on, especially looking at the other studies and how they found very minimal differences. So keep that in mind there. And the last study I want to kind of share with you on this is one study that found fasted exercise induced higher fat oxidation than in fed participants during exercise. But again, I'm also going to put in a caveat there, is that a lack of glycogen and glucose is always going to result in using fat for fuel. Like I was just saying at the start of the podcast, when you don't have enough glycogen or glucose available, the body is going to transform fat into fuel. into glucose. So again, I'm thinking that's what's happening in this study as well, is that the higher fat oxidization, which basically means they're using fat for fuel, is being resulted because they are not having that food throughout the day. But put it this way, I mean, if you did fasted exercise and didn't have a low calorie diet, yeah, you might use up a little bit of your fat stores, a very small amount of fat stores, basically fueling exercise. But if you refeed those calories anyway, it's not going to make a single piece of difference to weight loss. So it's quite obvious that unless you're having a calorie deficit, the fasted or non-fasted exercise is not going to make a singular piece of difference to weight loss, which is important because it might just be that what's causing the weight loss is the fact that there is less calories in the diet than whether or not you did exercise in a fasted or non-fasted state. So really, from the research that I've looked at, and of course I haven't done a full systematic review of the entirety of this literature, but the most these studies that I looked at, and also including kind of the most recent studies, kind of suggesting that it's not really making much difference for weight loss. And it is really interesting, because you would assume technically, because you're using fat stores during the exercise bout, you're going to lose weight, but it really doesn't work that way, especially when you're kind of needing an hour plus sessions to start using your fat loss, your fat mass anyway for fuel, because we have a lot of stored glycogen. So technically your glycogen stores, so stored in your muscle and your liver, could actually keep you going for maybe a day and a half. But with exercise, obviously that's much less. And when you're doing longer endurance races or cardio or whatever it may be, you're going to start to use fat quicker, which is important to understand too. But I think the main takeaway from this is that exercising the way that you enjoy, it really depends. Like, I know you have either, well, I don't know, but I've definitely exercised without food in me, and I've done the same exercises with food. And I don't know about you, but I definitely prefer exercising with food. But that being said, I do not like exercising straight after a meal. It's horrible. I always find that, like, I just feel it in me. It slows me down. I just don't like that. But at the same time, I don't mind fasted exercise if it's first thing in the morning. Like, if it's really early, like, I'm not interested. But if it was like 11 o'clock and I hadn't eaten anything and you asked me to exercise, I'd be like, absolutely not. So the point I'm trying to make there is that every single person is different, and you know yourself better than anyone about kind of what exercises work best for you in a fasted or non-fasted state, or whatever you fancy doing. Some people I know hate breakfast, they don't enjoy it, and maybe they exercise without food. You know, work out what works for you. How does it make you feel? And another point as well is, if you're having fasted exercise or you're doing fasted exercise and you feel really tired, you feel really lethargic during the exercise, especially things like weight training or in the gym, I just feel like a lot of people maybe wouldn't thrive off no food. Maybe cardio is a different story, but especially in the gym, like, I feel like you need something behind you when you're lifting weights, but everyone is completely different. So work out what works for you, and whatever that may be, what's going to push you hardest in your exercise bout is what's most important. So if you find that having a meal before you train, whatever that is going to help you push hard in the session, is going to make you have a more enjoyable session, that's what matters the most, because enjoyment of exercise and also pushing yourself really hard in the exercise bout is what's going to get you to see results, as well as keep doing it again and again. So work out what's going to be best for you, especially when the research is saying there's literally, you know, it doesn't matter what way you do it. That being said, if you remember last week's podcast, we were looking at muscle. It seemed that fasted exercise was pretty detrimental for muscle gain in the long term. So if muscle is something you are really trying to gain, or you're really trying to work on, so maybe for the gym a lot, you're trying to eat properly for the sake of muscle gain, fasted exercise is definitely not the way to go for you. So ask yourself as well, if you are in the gym or if you are really concentrating on muscle growth, muscle hypertrophy, then please do make sure you're eating before your workouts and also eating after. But if you haven't listened to that episode and muscle building is important to you, I highly recommend that you listen to that one because it was actually a super good podcast. Really enjoyed it. And I really think that it got a really good sustainable message across to do with muscle building, because we have such a crazy society around muscle building with cutting and bulking and all that. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to that one now that you know this stuff. But really what is going to work for you is the most important. But if muscle is important, is in protein to you, oh my god, I've literally just mixed important and protein together. To be fair, it works, so let's just go with that. So yeah, that's really important. Then please do have a meal that's got carbohydrates and protein before and after your meals, your exercise even. That's super important. But if you do like fasted exercise, there's nothing stopping you. Just be careful about protein loss through exercise. But likelihood is that's not really going to happen. But if you're really wanting to prioritize muscle gain, having a meal before and after is going to help with that. But apart from that, I really want to give you a quick rundown of fasted exercise for weight loss and the really empower you with the information on that one, because it's something the media always comes back to, something crazy about, you know, oh, if you don't eat and you do like 10 hours of cardio, then you're going to lose all this weight. Well, now we know that's just not the case. So next time you hear that, you are now armed with the knowledge to not get swayed by that. But yeah, I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Super fun, super quick one. Next week, I'll move on to something totally different. Who knows? I've done loads of sciencey podcasts over the past couple of weeks. I've been super enjoying it as well. So let me know if you want any other topics covered or if you would want something completely different. Let me know. Also, please do follow along for the podcast. It makes a massive difference to me to see who's following. Well, not who, but how many people are following and their demographics. So like age, what else do I get? Gender, what else do I get? I also get type of music that people listen to, which is so funny. But it actually does help me tailor my podcast towards the people that listen. So please do follow along if you are enjoying the podcast and share it with people who you think might enjoy them as well. Also, head over to my YouTube channel because I have been posting loads on there. I posted one last week about sugar and everyone loved it. I got so many positive feedback on that. It's got quite a lot of views for a startup YouTuber as well. So go over and check that out if you want as well. Give it a like, subscribe to the channel. But apart from that, thank you so much for listening and I will see you all next week. Bye.